This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 902, Valuing High Performance and The Leader's Apprentice, both by Douglas Lang of altris.co.nz. And I am Dan. Welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily, where I read to you every single day from some really great blogs on entrepreneurship in about 10 minutes or less. And sometimes the posts we find are terrific, but a little on the shorter side, so we can fit two into one episode, and that's what we're doing today, as we hear from Douglas Lang and Optimize Your Life. Valuing High Performance by Douglas Lang of altris.co.nz. The New Zealand team brought 45 medals home from the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, 14 of them gold. Most would agree that this was an excellent performance for a New Zealand team performing offshore. It's hard to argue otherwise because, personal best times aside, the acknowledged measure of performance in the Commonwealth Games is the medal count. It's much harder to measure performance when standards of performance are not so clear-cut. From an organizational perspective, high performance can be defined in different ways. Achieving financial targets is important for some organizations. Others say having happy and engaged staff is the true measure, while for others, it's having a supportive and nurturing environment to allow high performance to evolve. Over the years, we've run many high-performing team programs and have observed the elements that contribute to a gold medal performance in organizations. Number one, having clarity on the team's purpose and aligning each individual's purpose to this. Two, having effective guidelines for working together and sticking to them. Three, defining how the team gets things done together and checking in to ensure they maintain guidelines. Four, investing and developing each other to continually grow the capability of the team. And five, relating to each other and building effective team relationships. Let's take one of these as an example. During a recent client review session, we were pleased to hear that the Altris High Performing Teams program had caused a significant increase in the area of how my manager responds to my needs in the latest employee engagement survey. The time, effort, and energy this organization had invested in relating to and understanding their people had made a significant difference to how their people perceived their manager. This had led to a sense of an increased level of high performance across the organization. This was their gold medal. Relationships within a team are just one area where you can put measures in place to focus on your high-performing team journey. In our experience, people who work in high-performing teams that do well at relating do the following. 1. Put in effort to have a constructive relationship with everyone on the team, not just one or two people that they feel comfortable with. 2. Will be at a level where they trust and respect each other for who they are and what they bring to the team. 3. Will genuinely care about each other and their well-being. 4. Will know and value what each teammate is good at and the value they bring to the team. 5. Will know and cherish what is different about the individuals in the team. 6. Will feel good about being part of the team. And 7. Will encourage diversity of ideas and opinions and listen with an open mind. If your key relationships are not serving you and the team in the best way possible, have a look at the elements discussed today and pick a couple to start working on. Very soon, you'll be claiming your own gold medal. The Leader's Apprentice by Douglas Lang of altris.co.nz. I heard an interesting exchange today between a couple of tradesmen who are working at my property. The more experienced builder was explaining to the trainee the importance of working in a tidy manner and cleaning up after himself as he went along, to save him having to do a lot of rework and cleaning up at the end of the day. He explained that being known as someone who worked in this way would result in him being given more interesting jobs sooner. It was apparent from the conversation that the old hand was keen to pass on his knowledge and experience to help improve the performance of the newer builder, as well as to ensure that the job was done to the client's satisfaction. The exchange caused me to think about how often leaders in organizations think of themselves as a mentor to new leaders, effectively the equivalent of apprentices in leadership or business. How well do they pass on the knowledge and wisdom they have accrued over the years? Some leaders seem to have a school of hard knocks mentality that says, well, I had to learn the hard way and no one gave me a leg up, so they can learn for themselves. Others look to help short-circuit some of the trainee leader's learning pain in the interest of developing them as quickly as possible. Where would you put yourself? How often do you take time out to provide specific feedback to apprentice leaders in your organization about things they are doing well or not so well? How often do you act in a mentoring role, passing on your wisdom and experience to newer leaders, whether they are first-line supervisors or someone taking on their first, middle, or senior management role? There are many things that you know and have learned along your leadership journey that you probably take for granted. Think about the things you had to learn from experience that it would have been helpful to have been told about by your manager at the time. How good would it have been if he or she had taken some time to give you some feedback or guidance on some key element of management or leadership? How much time, energy, and stress would you have saved as a result? I'd encourage you to take a few minutes now and again to reflect on the things you've learned and who you might be able to give a leg up to based on this knowledge. Make time to notice some things they're doing well or not, and provide feedback to them. If appropriate, offer them guidance about how they might improve their performance or leverage from their strengths in the future. The process doesn't have to involve the establishment of a formal mentoring program with a manual and reams of forms. Instead, it's about the adoption of a mindset of actively supporting and mentoring the apprentice leaders in your organization. You just listened to the posts titled Valuing High Performance and The Leader's Apprentice, both by Douglas Lang of ultras.co.nz. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to both Douglas and Ultras for both of these great posts today. Ultras is all about releasing potential within teams and their leaders to deliver sustainable results for organizations. They specialize in leadership development and executive coaching. And Douglas, who you heard from today, has over 15 years of experience in project and team management in a top company, working in organization development and information technology. He has operated in various senior roles with responsibility for up to 70 people. So I thank Douglas very much for his wisdom and for sharing this post today. And come on by ultras.co.nz to learn a lot more. But that's going to wrap it up for today. I hope you enjoyed the post and that you're having a great day. And I will be back here with you tomorrow. And that is where your optimal life awaits.